理课堂听 class.com。
Who to believe? From Moore Sowers Seeds. Let me tell you about a little girl who was born into a very poor family in a shack in the backwoods of Tennessee. She was the 20th of 22 children, prematurely born and frail. Her survival was doubtful. When she was 4 years old, she had double pneumonia and scarlet fever, a deadly combination that left her with a paralyzed and useless left leg. She had to wear an iron leg brace. Yet she was fortunate in having a mother who encouraged her. Well, this mother told her little girl, who was very bright, that despite the brace and the leg, she could do whatever she wanted to do with her life. She told her that all she needed to do was have faith, persistence, courage, and an indomitable spirit. So at 9 years of age, the little girl removed the leg brace and took the step the doctors told her she would never take normally. In 4 years, she developed a rhythmic stride, which was a medical wonder. Then the girl got the notion, the incredible notion, that she would like to be the world's greatest woman runner. Now, what could she mean? Be a runner with a leg like that? At age 13, she entered a race. She came in last, way, way last. She entered every race in high school, and at every race, she came in last. Everyone begged her to quit. However, one day she came in next to last, and then there came a day when she won a race. From then on, Wilma Rudolph won every race that she ever entered. Wilma went to Tennessee State University, where she met a coach named Ed Temple. Coach Temple saw the indomitable spirit of the girl, that she was a believer, and that she had a great natural talent. He trained her so well that in 1960 she went to the Olympic Games in Rome. There, she was pitted against the greatest woman runner of the day, a German girl named Jutta Heine. Nobody had ever beaten Jutta. But in a 100-meter dash, Wilma Rudolph won. She beat Jutta again in a 200 meters. Wilma had just earned 2 Olympic gold medals. Finally came the 400-meter relay. It would be Wilma against Jutta once again. The first 2 runners on Wilma's team made perfect handoffs with the baton. But when the third runner handed the baton to Wilma, she was so excited she dropped it. And Wilma saw Jutta taking off down the track. And it was impossible that anyone could catch this fleet and nimble girl. But Wilma did just that. Wilma Rudolph earned her 3rd Olympic gold medal. And that day she made history as she became the first woman ever to win 3 gold medals in the same Olympic Games. And they said she would never walk again.